Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I hope the party's still going on Bourbon Street. Don't listen to my buddy Kirk Herbstreit, and I do have a strong fondness for him, but please don't listen to him this week. Don't listen to him, LSU fans. Party like it's when Saban won the national title. Even party better, because I believe what we saw this year was the greatest season. All due respect to the rings that Clemson made a couple years ago, where, you know, greatest champion ever or whatever it was on their rings. With all due respect to that, this 15-0 season blows away any championship season ever. This team's resume as an undefeated national champion blows away the resume of any other national champion that was undefeated ever. And it's not close, folks. If you want to make the argument with me, it's not close. There's nobody even in there, honestly, that's even in their zip code. As far as that 15-0, what they did, how they did it, it's pretty amazing. So are we going to get to that now, though? Are we going to get to the point where people aren't going to like Joe Burrow? Because I'm telling you, it's happening. It's already started to happen subtly. You heard it with Kirk Herbstreit's podcast. People are going to now start to not like the swagger of Joe Burrow. They're going to start critiquing the swagger of Joe Burrow. Joe will go from being the champion to being somehow deficient in some way, whether it's leadership or otherwise. We're heading into teardown season. And as long as every single player that's declaring for the NFL draft knows it's going to happen, and the bigger your name, the bigger your college success, the bigger your target on your back, they're going to look to tear you down. They're going to look to find every deficiency, because you know what it does? By them even creating a mythical deficiency, it's content. And it's a shame that that's what content is, but that's what content is. It's ridiculous, but it's happening. Hey, Anthony, could you open up the window there in the studio? Just open up that window there behind you in the studio for a second. I think I can hear something. I say I can hear. Can you hear that?
What are you hearing?
I think I hear a baby crying. You're right there in Manhattan. Oh, it's Yankee fans. Oh, okay, it's Yankee fans. I'm sorry. I was wondering. It sounded like a baby was crying in the background. I asked you to close the window earlier in the show. I could hear it. And you as a Met fan must be getting annoyed with it, probably when you're on the subway or you're walking on the streets, hearing Yankee fans cry this week as the Houston Astros get exposed in a cheating scandal. Now, we'll get into the scandal a little bit later on in the show, but may I just say right off the bat, if you are a Yankee fan and you are getting involved in this Astros cheating scandal and you are so outraged, let me call CBS Sports Radio and tell you how outraged I am. Yeah, this is live coverage of Yankee Fest out at Yankee Stadium. Yeah. There you go. Yankee fans, pipe down for a second. Did somebody change that Yankee fan? If you're a Yankee fan and you are complaining about the Astros being cheaters, could you please sit this one out? Sit this argument out. Because you're the organization that celebrates Andy Pettit. You're the organization that celebrates Roger Clemens. You're the organization that celebrates a Jason Giambi. So could I please have Yankee fans sit out indignant about other organizations cheating? Let's just have Yankee fans need to, honestly, this is one where you just sit down and let the adults in the room speak. Because you didn't have a problem when you were winning with cheaters. And more importantly, you didn't have a problem celebrating cheaters.
The most amazing thing I've ever seen, Roger Clemens, is in George Steinbrenner's box. And he's coming back to the Yankees. This is so dramatic.
Give me a freaking break, Yankee fans. Oh, the Astros are cheaters. Shut up. With a capital shut. Oh, yes. We're so outraged by the cheating Astros. Look, I don't like any kind of cheating. If there's a rule in place and your team cheats, I don't like you. And I don't care if you think you're getting a minor edge, major edge. It's really a big deal or it isn't in your mind. I don't care. And I don't want you to try to determine for me how outraged I should be. But hearing Yankee fans this week being upset about the Astros. Oh, my gosh. Haven't you already had celebrated Andy Pettit? Seriously? Oh, well, you know, Andy Pettit cheated, but he only cheated to get better from an injury, and then he stopped using it as soon as he was better. How do you know that? His dad said so. His dad said it. You don't know. You didn't know. That's what his dad said. It's right here in print. You guys are so freaking gullible.
How about Alex Rodriguez?
Seriously.
That 2009 World Series.
Yes.
He was pretty good that postseason, A-Rod.
Yeah. Believe me, as a Phillies fan. You know, stick it in your ear, Yankee fans. Oh, we're so outraged.
Also,
the Astros are cheaters.
The 2017 ALCS, this is why the Yankees lost. Game 1, Keuchel, 7 innings, 0 runs. Game 2, Verlander, 9 innings, 1 run. Game 6, Verlander, 7 innings, 0 runs. Game 7, Morton and McCullers combined, 9 innings, 0 runs.
So you mean to tell me it didn't have anything to do with the Astros' bats? It was the Astros' pitching. Isn't that amazing? And Anthony, how did you find that information? Oh, the internet. So anybody can use this internet thing, right? Anybody can use it, right? I mean, Yankee fans can use the internet, right? They're allowed to use it too. There's no law in New York. I know you guys have strange laws in New York. I know that the mayor tries to, you know, tell people like how big a soda they can have.
They haven't taken that one away from
you. They haven't taken that one away from you yet. The internet is still available. Now, I cannot speak for Bill de Blasio whether it will be available next month. He may decide that it's not. But for right now, if you're a Yankee fan, do your freaking research. And by the way, stop the whining. I do not need to hear from anyone in Yankee camp about another organization cheating. You have celebrated cheaters forever. You have benefited off the backs of cheaters forever. If there's anyone who needs to sit out the Astros discussion, it's Yankee fans. You have celebrated cheaters. You have retired cheaters. You have cheaters in your monument grove. Give me a frickin' break. My gosh. Of all the people that do not need to be speaking on the subject, it's Yankee fans. About what went on this week with the Astros. Look, there's a lot of outrage. And here's what I would say about it. If you're wearing a buzzer, that's pretty bad. But if you're Mike Fiers, here's what I'll say to you too. May I have your ring? May I have your championship ring, please? And where are you donating your World Series share? The money you made. Just off the World Series share, off of being a world champion, where are you writing out the check to charity for the World Series share? Because here's what I got for you, dude. You aren't outraged if you're keeping your ring. You're not outraged about cheating if you're not giving away the money you made off of being a faux champion. You're not really outraged. What you really did is you were butthurt that the Astros got rid of you, and you decided to get revenge. That's what that's all about. Flat out, that's what that was all about. Give me a break. Like you're some righteous, you know, avenger for the truth. If you're keeping your World Series ring, and you're keeping your World Series share, and you're not donating that money to charity and wiping your hands of all that ill-gotten gains, and yes, they were ill-gotten gains. If you're not, spare me your indignation. Oh, I didn't even think about it. Justin Shackle's with us.
What's up?
Justin, I'm not going to ask you to speak on behalf of Yankee fans. But speaking to Yankee fans directly, I just say, shut up.
Can I
shut
just
up on any cheating?
Quick?
Yes.
Do we know how the Astros' relationship with Mike Fiers ended?
We do know that he was not happy to be leaving.
Okay.
We do know that because that's documented.
Right, but we don't know exactly what was said between the two parties.
No, we do not know.
Okay.
But we do know that that was a revenge move.
Do we know whether or not the Athletic came to Mike Fiers, or did Mike Fiers seek out Ken Rosenthal and Evan Drellick?
Ken Rosenthal was not doing, from reading the pieces, he was not doing any kind of investigation into it. I haven't seen anything where he was doing because usually with the Athletic, they will tell you an investigative series. We've been researching a story for months on this topic, and here's what we found.
Okay.
There's none of that.
But we don't know for sure whether or not they came to him and posed the question.
I don't believe so, because when the Athletic does that, they have a history or a track record of being, we've been looking into this story, here's what we found. So I don't believe that they were seeking him out.
Okay.
And more importantly, when he did it, mm-hmm. he had an axe to grind. He had a clear axe to grind.
Well, yeah, something happened.
He was not happy on his way out the door.
No.
But let's stick to the topic here.
Well, I'm just saying, there's a reason to make him a pariah of any sort.
I think it's a clown show. If you have ill-gotten gains in your life and you're that outraged by it and you feel that guilty about it, then give us your World Series share for charity.
I can't dispute that.
Give up your ring too, by the way.
I can't dispute that. And maybe he felt what it was like to, you know, be on, you know, wearing the other shoe, going up against them and seeing what a cocky bunch they may
ding,
be.
Ding, ding, ding. So here it is. So when he won cheating, he had no issue with cheating. When he lost due to people cheating, he had every issue with it.
At least he put his name on it, at least. Couldn't he have done this anonymously?
He could have. Absolutely could have. Mm-hmm. But I want to look, since he put his name on it, I want to put his name on it too.
Sure.
He's a fraud.
He's going to be attached to this forever.
He's a fraud.
We're not going to forget about Mike Fiers' name.
No, he's a fraud. No. Because he's not willing to take, he's not really taking responsibility at all.
Well,
he didn't mind winning by cheating.
Well, I'll tell you this. He may have a tough time finding a job after his current contract runs out.
I wouldn't have him within 10 feet of my organization.
I applaud him for coming forward, but I don't think
you... Do you really?
I do, but I don't think you can say that he's not going to hurt from this. He will.
I'm willing to benefit by cheating. I benefited from cheating, so I'm very much against it. But I want to speak out about it because I'm outraged. Bull crap. I mean, seriously, that's ridiculous to me. He doesn't get any credit for coming forward to me because
he
still wants to take all the benefits from it.
Well, again, I think it's going to hurt him once he becomes a free agent again. I think teams are going to, yeah. And well,
it very well could.
In that case, he doesn't benefit from this at all. His career could be shortened because of it.
He let his anger.
Yeah.
He let his let me stir up stuff for somebody else. He let that destroy it. And that's what happened. He let it destroy it.
But I don't think you can make it sound like he's not going to be losing anything in this.
Well, it depends. We don't know what he lost yet. Look, with the dearth of pitching in Major League Baseball, he may still find a way to benefit from it.
Hey, guys. Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.